Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 227. The Mind-Boggling BS of Health and Fitness, part 1, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, sometimes with a little bit of commentary at the end. And don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com. If you do, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. And the next raffle is in just 2 days, so send in a question before then. And if you've already sent in a question, I thank you. And if it's been a while since you've sent it in and I haven't answered it yet, sit tight. I promise I'll get around to it. In fact, this Friday's Q&A is from sometime last year. So again, I promise I'll come around to your question too. Oh, and just a quick update for those of you that listened yesterday to my story about my 2.5 hour escapade in the gym. Yeah, I am sore today as I thought, but I'm going to work through it. I may have mentioned this before, but here's a quick tip. When you are sore, go ahead and work those muscle groups again. The last thing you want to do is just sit and not use those muscles again because you're just in so much pain. Instead, if your legs are sore, for example, like mine are, the best thing to do would be go for a light walk, maybe 30 minutes or so, get some blood flow to that area. It'll help repair those muscles a lot faster. All right, so today's post. I'm reading an article that is a little on the longer side, so I'll be breaking it up into 2 episodes. We'll hear the first half today, and then I'll finish it up for you tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, the original article has a lot of swearing in it, but I'll either abbreviate it or it'll be bleeped out. So this will still be a clean episode, technically. And with that, let's hear part one of the post as we optimize your life. The Mind-Boggling BS of Health and Fitness, part one, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. If there's an industry plagued with profuse amounts of BS, it's health and fitness. Know what it is so you can avoid it and spend your time doing what actually works. While there's more BS than I can mention here, these are some of the most common culprits. The expert. A trainer at your gym says you need to drink special pre- and post-workout concoctions if you want to get results. And you're in luck, because he just so happens to sell them. It'll only cost you $100 or more per month, but it'll totally be worth it because you're going to look fantastic. Ah, the stench of BS is hanging in the air. Detoxes and cleanses. Someone tells you to jumpstart your regimen with a detox or cleanse because they're just the best thing ever, and who cares if you feel like death the entire time because you're going to lose several pounds really quickly. BS. Super supplements. Someone promises a supplement will drastically increase your results. Steamy BS. Look, if powdered unicorn farts provided magical powers or could rapidly increase your results without side effects, I'd gobble that stuff down and tell you about it too. But until then, let's stick to what science has shown to be beneficial. Eat real food and increase your intake of fruits and vegetables. I don't care if that's banal advice. It works. Suffer to succeed. Someone claims you have to sacrifice, suffer, and deprive yourself to build a better-looking body, that eating well and working out has to become your entire life. This, too, is BS. Health and fitness isn't nearly as complicated as some make it seem. You just need to do the right things consistently. You don't have to live in the gym or tote Tupperware with you at all times. This means war. The language used to describe workouts and diets is getting ridiculous. Someone proclaims that their workout program will make you a battle-ready warrior or superior specimen of the human race, and their diet will make you bulletproof. So much BS. Doing a workout is not a heroic act and is not comparable to a battle or war. Seriously, we're just working out. We're picking things up and putting them back down, repeatedly. Regardless of how, quote, hard you're going, you're doing it in a safe environment and probably even in crisp air conditioning. When you're done, you get to go home and binge watch your favorite show on Netflix. You can get stronger, improve your quality of life, increase your self-confidence, change the appearance of your body, and experience other benefits from strength training, but your moral fiber or value will not improve from a workout program or certain eating style, no matter how hardcore it seems. Anyone claiming otherwise is about to drop a load of BS. Better do this, better not do that. The absolutes stating, quote, women should always do A, B, and C, or women should never do X, Y, and Z are BS. Do you know what women or men should do? Whatever the hell you want. What makes you happy? What makes you feel great? What makes you the best version of yourself? Want to lift heavy things? Do it. Want to take cardio classes that leave you sweating profusely because you enjoy it? Go get it. Prefer to be active in fun ways that have nothing to do with structured exercise? Have at it. You don't need anyone's permission to do anything, nor do you owe anyone an explanation for why you do what it is you do. Do what you want and own it. Magical solutions. Words like, quote, groundbreaking and revolutionary get tossed around frequently when describing quick fix fads and gimmicks. Anything that claims you don't need to change your lifestyle when you use their product or makes too good to be true promises is a load of steamy dookie. But we'll continue to wait patiently for the powdered unicorn fart capsules. New it physical features. It never fails. There's always some must-have it body part, like the recent infatuation with back dimples. There is no single feature that increases or decreases beauty or self-worth. Anything that says otherwise is, you guessed it, BS. OMG, everyone is stupid. It's quite amusing to see certain workout styles becoming more of a cult than a fitness routine. Any group that puts down other people who don't work out or eat the way they do has problems. I once heard a woman comment, quote, oh my gosh, can you believe she's eating corn? It's like a GMO and not even a vegetable, end quote. Clearly, she found herself superior to the target of her comment since she refuses to let corn pass her lips. Well, at least this week. I'm sure she'll be on a different diet the next. What? You're not drinking coffee with butter in it? How you eat is your business, and if someone judges you for it, they're an a-hole. What a bunch of petty BS that we live in a world where people think they're superior because they eat or work out a certain way. Any group claiming to be better than others because of their health and fitness lifestyle has eaten too many of their own BS sandwiches. Don't let them serve one to you, even if it's organic and non-GMO. Heroes are admired because of their actions, not their eating or workout regimen. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled The Mind-Boggling BS of Health and Fitness by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So as I was reading this to you, I was trying not to laugh because a lot of what she was saying was not only hilarious, but so very true. I know you all have encountered somebody like this. When working with people, they would often tell me, look, I want to become more active, but I don't want to work out in a gym. I hate that environment. It's intimidating, or maybe it's out of the way. It's not on my way back home from work, whatever. And what I would do is not force them and say, well, you've got to work out of the gym. You know how much equipment they have. You're going to get fit better. You're going to get fit faster or whatever. I say, well, let's find something that you do enjoy and that suits your lifestyle. Sometimes it's dancing, joining a dance class. Believe it or not, sometimes it's hitting the batting cage. If the person's becoming more active and they enjoy it, they're going to stick to it, and it becomes a lifestyle, as Nia mentioned. That's what I've been saying really with all my podcasts, is lifestyle consistency. That's the key to getting results. But we'll finish part two tomorrow and I'll have more comments then. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. As always, you can ask anything related to diet and nutrition myths, stress management, exercise, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can also send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. That's more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books every month on the first of the month, which is, believe it or not, just 2 days away. So send in your questions now so that you're in the raffle. I want the Friday shows to be a space where you can expect to get the most accurate information possible. That is my pledge to you, that I will give you the most accurate information that I can. Plus, I love answering your questions. I love listening to them. It keeps me on my toes, so definitely send in more questions. That does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll see you on tomorrow's show where we'll continue this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.